So, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. It's a pleasure to be able to share Divrei Torah tonight. I was asked to speak about a topic related to Hadlakos Neros as part of the Mitzvah Saseh, the preparations, the Mitzvah of Zachar of Shabbos. So tonight, I would like to discuss the issue of what should one use for Shabbos candles, whether somebody is already Shabbos, lighting Shabbos candles. In the future, the person will be lighting their own Shabbos candles. What is the best fuel? We have a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Baaloscha that finds a remez to the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, which use Shem and Zayas olive oil. It should also be used when it comes to Shabbos candles as well. This is what the Baal HaTurim notes in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, where it says, V'yata Tetzaveh. This is specifically referring to L'dorei Doros, for generations, to use oil, olive oil, just like using the menorah. The Shulchan HaKadosh makes a similar comment as well. So where do we find the source regarding what should or should not be used for Shabbos candles? That is, in fact, the entirety of the second parak of Masechet Shabbos. It is learned between Kabbalah Shabbos and Marv in Shul on Friday night, the parak of Bameh Madlikin. And the Gemara in Shabbos there, in the second parak of Bameh Madlikin, tells us, Amar Rav Huna Haragil Bener Havayin Leibanim Tamin Chachamim, one who is Ragil, one who normally, one who holds something to be chashuv and important in the Neros of Shabbos will merit to have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. The tour adds that it should be a ner yafa, and it should be a ner yafa. What does yafa mean? So the Prima Gadim says that it means that one should make a mehudar. One should make a beautiful Shabbos candle using shemen zayis, using olive oil. Say, that's one source telling us that olive oil is probably preferable for candle lighting on Friday night. The Mishnah in Shabbos Daf Chaf, Amud Beis, then says that the rule for Hadlakos Neros is that you should use an item, you should use something to make a nice flame that looks nice, not a flame that's going to be dancing around, or the flame is going to be small, or it's going to be discolored, a nice, clear, bright flame. The very next Mishnah, which is on the Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Dal Amud Beis, says, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Ein madlik in elo b'shemen zayis bilvad. But what you should only use, the best thing to use, or the only thing you should use, is shemen zayis, is to use olive oil. That's what should be used. So, welcome, Camp Lavi Girls Base Medrash. I can't see you, but I assume that you're there. So, Tosis there, again, we'll just review for those coming in. The Gemara and the Mishnah Shabbos says that you should use a beautiful or a fine candle. And Rabbi Tarfon in the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Chav Dal Amud Beis, says, Ein Malikin Ela B'Shemen Zayas Bilvad, that you should use Shemen Zayas alone, olive oil alone. So Tosos in the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Chav Gimel, we're all within the same few pages in the Gemara and Shabbos. Tosos explained, why is olive oil so good? So Tosos says, because the wick draws up the olive oil in a nicer way. Olive oil is qualitatively a nicer fuel that makes the nicest available flame for Shabbos candles. And this is found in the Gemara Shabbos, in the Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, where the Gemara is in fact speaking about Ner Chanukah. And Tosis understands that what you find by the laws of Chanukah candles also applies to the laws of Shabbos candles. Let's look at the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Kol hashmanim kulan yafin lener. All of the oils are great and good for Chanukah candles. V'shemen zayis min hamuvchar, but olive oil is the best of all oils. Amar Rabbi, mireisha v'mahadar mar amishcha d'shum shumi. Originally, my Rebbe, the Rebbe of Abai, who's a rabbah, would look for sesame oil. Why? Amar haymashich nehura tfei, because sesame oil lasts longer and it doesn't burn out as quickly and it makes a nice flame. Kaven deshma laha la Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But once my Rebbe heard Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say that olive oil makes the best candle, mahadar mashcha dezesa amar hatzalil nehura tfei. This light is clear and it's better, and I want to use olive oil. So we see from this Gemara, says Tosos, that even for Shabbos candles, if the halach is I need to have beautiful lights and the best burning oil for Shabbos candles, and olive oil is the best burning and the best fuel for Chanukah candles, then A plus B equals C, that the best oil that you should use for Shabbos candles is, in fact, olive oil. And that should seem to be the halacha. But if you look in the Rishonim, in the three pillars of Psak Halacha, the Rambam, the Rush, and the Rif, they are silent. Not a word at all about what is the best fuel to use. Is there a hiddur? Is there a beautification of the mitzvah to use olive oil? It is only brought later in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes in the laws of Hadlakas Neres and Siman Reish Samach Dalid, Shar kol hashmanim chutz me'elu madlikin behem. All of the oils, except for bad oils, you should use. Umikamakom, shemen, zayis, mitzvah minim avchar. But olive oil, says the Shulchan Aruch, is the best. Says the Ber Hagola, the grandfather of the Vilna Gaon, says on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ber Hagola is the side of the Shulchan Aruch that shows you where the source of the Shulchan Aruch is. The source is Tosfos, and the Mishnah Berurah brings the reasoning of Tosfos that is the best fuel to be used. The Sefer Chassidim Rav Yehuda Chassid, one of Chachmei Ashkenaz, Gedolei Rishonim, writes in Os Reish Amud Beis that there was a man who lived a very long life, but there was nothing outstanding about him. He didn't live a very special life. And nevertheless, the Sefer Chassidim said that this person merited to live a long life because they used shemen zayis, they used olive oil for Shabbos candles. And this is cited in the Be'er Heitev in your Mishnah Berurah as well. So we see here that it's best to use olive oil. And now it seems to be the halacha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Case closed. We can go home. Shir seems to be over. That's it. Olive oil is the best. However, that's not entirely clear. Because let's look now at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah talks about an order of preference. And the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. V'im ein shemen zayis matzoi. Let's assume that olive oil is the best for Shabbos candles. But if you don't have olive oil, b'shar shmanim she'orin salul, then use an oil that is clear, that makes a clear, bright light. Not a light that's going to have blues or oranges, but like a clear, bright, bright white light. V'heim kodman ler shava. But all of that is definitely better than wax. V'ner shava kodman ler shachelev. And wax is better than fat. De'orit salul v'yafeh. Because wax still has a clear, light, bright flame. V'nirali, says the Chafetz Chaim. It appears to me. To kol ze, all of this, lefi inyan ha'ner, it really depends on the candle. De b'ner shalanu, in our neros that we use, to korin sterin. Sterin, in Yiddish, is probably some sort of paraffin. Just, I can take a show of hands, but how many people here or their mothers use that clear liquid for their Shabbos candles? Okay, that clear paraffin liquid. So, one, confirmed, two, confirmed, other people, maybe. So, that is probably what the Chafetz Chaim is talking about. It's that clear paraffin-like stuff. Shitzalul bevada yosir min hashava. It's better than the wax. Ve'enu ragila hatospo. We don't need to adjust it or fix the flame because the flame lasts nicely and beautifully for on its own. Afilu b'chol. We even use it during the week better. Adif min hashava. It's better than wax. And here comes the key line. V'ulai, perhaps, says the Chafetz Chaim, af mikol hashmanim. Maybe sterin, the paraffin, the clear paraffin, is better than all oils. Dari bevadei lo asulatos, because you never have to fix it. It works, it doesn't spark, it doesn't mess up. It always works every single time. And never says the Chafetz Chaim, maybe that's the best. So now, the Chafetz Chaim just threw us a curveball. Because we just saw from the Shulchan Aruch that the best thing is olive oil, because that burns the best. And now the Chafetz Chaim is saying, no. Maybe if there are oils that burn better than olive oil and make a clearer, nicer flame, then maybe that's the best. In fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein makes such a comment. Where does Rav Moshe Feinstein write this? Not necessarily in the Igros Moshe, what he's known for, even though we're about to say is repeated in the volumes of the Igros Moshe printed after Moshe Feinstein passed away, in Chelek Vav of Orachayim, but rather in his Dibros Moshe on Masechet Shabbos. Rav Moshe Feinstein is well known for two works. The Igros Moshe, his Tshuvos, but he's also less known, but somewhat known, for his Dibros Moshe, his Chidushim on Shas, on Gemara. In fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein was more proud and felt that his Chidushim on Shas were greater than his Tshuvos. However, Klal Yisrael didn't agree with that, And we generally learn his tshuvas more than his chidushim, most likely because the chidushim are difficult, very, very high level, not accessible for most people. Unless you're really learning the Gemara in depth and you know all the different ins and outs of the Gemara, it's hard to learn the Dibros Moshe. But there are parts of the Dibros Moshe that are more accessible. And here, in Simen Chav Vav, of the Dibros Moshe, in Ha'arach Chav Gimel, he makes the following comment. Let's read together. Mefurish besugyan, demal Hashem and Zayis. It seems from the sugya and the Gemara that olive oil is the best. Mishim detzala nuhura tvei, because it makes the best light. Shebizmanenu hu nogea ha'zeladina. But that matters nowadays. Tahare bizmanenu ikanenu shadife tuva nahara b'shem and Zayis, because nowadays there are candles that in fact burn better than olive oil. Ulaner shal Shabbos pashach neras elushonu adife af b'shem and Zayis. And our Shabbos candles, regular old-fashioned wax candles, are better than olive oil, says Rav Moshe. V'chein kasev mishabru, and that's when the mishabru writes in Reish Samach Dal Chaf Gimel. Debenero shekarin sterin, shetzalul, the clear paraffin, vada yosimina shav, it's better than a wax, veino ragila hatos ba'afilu b'chol, and we don't have to fix it even during the week. Aduf miner shav, it's better than wax, v'ulai af mikol shmanim, better than all oils. Upashut, sha'av shekasev v'ulai, says Rav Moshe, even though the Chafetz Chaim said, ulai, perhaps, hu barish adif. The Chafetz Chaim is being humble. Everybody knows that the paraffin is better than the oil. To kasev mishabur b'simen reish ayin hei, to nege ner steren shalanu mutar gam lekros tiyeda de'in sarach la'atiyak la'olam. On Shabbos, you shouldn't read near candles. Why? Because maybe you want to fix the candles because the light's not coming out properly. But says the Chafetz Chaim, you can read next to sterin, you can read next to the paraffin candles, because you would never need to fix them. If the Chafetz Chaim is telling me I can't read next to olive oil, but I can read next to the paraffin, then obviously the paraffin burns better than the olive oil. Shelachin vaday shesover de'adaf lahadik ner Shabbos b'ner sterin shalano. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's pasha to me that the Chafetz Chaim would agree, and the Chafetz Chaim thinks that paraffin is better halacha lemaisa than olive oil. And many contemporary poskim are unsure about this issue. Is it only about the quality of the candle burning? Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach on the Shulchan Shlomo says it's possible that wax candles are better than oil, but at the same time, Chazal say the mitzvah is with Shem and Zayis. The Or Litzion Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul is also unsure. The Nishma Shabbos Rav Yisrael David Harfenis, Rav Moshe Shturmach in the Orchos Shabbos, in the Orchos Habayis, all of them are unsure and unclear which are better. So, what do we say here, Alach Lamaisa? So, first I'm going to propose those who say that wax candles are better than olive oil. And if your parents use wax candles, it could be that they're following these shitas. So the Mishabura did say that Shava, that wax, though, wasn't so great. So the answer could be that in the next siman in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that if the wick is wrapped in wax and it turns into a standing candle, then it's good. The Chafetz Chaim says, Karach zefes o shava o chelev sovev apsila madlikim behem. If I make it hard and I turn the wax into a wax-hard candle, that's fine. So the Mishabur explains, Delo asru bekulu, ela im hayu nosim bekli venosin hapsila besocham, kmo sheosim mishemen. Says the Chafetz Chaim, when is wax questionable? That's when I melt wax down into a liquid, and I plunk the wick down into it, and it floats around in the wax. That's not so great. Does einim shachan achra psila? Because then the wick doesn't really absorb the wax so well. But when I take a wick and I make a hard candle, one of those old-fashioned, white, firm candle, Shabbos candles, so says the Chafetz Chaim, what's wrong with that? Nothing's going to go wrong. And based on this, the Chazon Ish and the Stipler, according to Yerchas Rabbeinu, would light wax candles for Shabbos. Rav Binyamin Zilber, also Rav Bnei Brak, and the Chazon Ibru Chelek Gimel, felt that wax candles burn better than olive oil, and they should be used. Even though there's something special about olive oil, which we'll talk about in a second, the main part of the mitzvah is to have beautifully burning candles. That is the whole point over here, say these poskim. And this was the praxis of Rabbi Belsky as well, and it is also the praxis of Rabbi Schechter to use wax candles because they burn better than anything else, according to their opinion, and irregardless of what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. That's that opinion. However, this all assumes that the only issue for Hadlakas Neros is the quality of the candle. If that would be the case, then our wax candles are just as lechatchila as Shemen Zayis. Wax candles are great. But I want to learn together with you a Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Baloscha, which actually discusses Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon is the one who said that olive oil is the best. So let's look at what it says. Let's learn together from this Medrash Tanchum. Everybody looking inside if you have it. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Ein madlikin ella b'shemen zayis bilvad. You shouldn't light, you should only light from olive oil. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Araglav. When Rabbi Tarfon said that, Rabbi Yehuda got up and he said, Amar le Rabbi Tarfon, Mayasu anshe madai she'en lahem ella shemen egozim. But Rabbi Tarfon, what should the people of Madai do? They only have nut oil. Mayasu anshe Alexandria she'en lahem ella shemen sunonis. What should the people of Alexandria do? They only have radish oil. Umayasu anshe Kaputkia, she'en lahem ella zev lo zed. They don't have either of these. So Amalei Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon said to him, Hare matzinu shechiv evakadosh baruch hu shemen zayis yos mikol hashman b'ner hadlaka. He says, I don't know what to tell you, but what I know is that Hashem loves olive oil more than anything else. Shere shana parshas hadlakas haner v'shilesh b'kam mekamos. How many times does the Torah tell us that they would use olive oil, shemen zayis, for the menorah? Umirov chibaso bachar shemen zayis zach kasas lamor. Hashem loves olive oil to be used. Lamor v'lo lemenachos. You should use for lighting and not for karbanos. Umoser min azayis harisha hayal menachos of nikarivos. Teda shoy kol hamenachos lo nemra ben el nasal ham shemen. The karbanos have oil. And near hadlakit says shemen zayis and not other oils. Zach kasas lamor, pure olive oil. The Torah says again and again and again, light the menorah with olive oil. Why? Because Hashem prefers olive oil. Says Rabbi Tarfon to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry if you don't have olive oil. But at the end of the day, you just have to open up a chumash and you'll see the olive oil is preferred by Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the Siddur of the Arizal, it says that al pisod, for Kabbalistic reasons, one should light with shemen zayis with olive oil. The Machzik Bracha, the Chidah, says that if you're ragel b'ner, you have candles every single week for Shabbos, that you'll have Talmidei Chachamim. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chav Dalet says that Talmidei Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael are compared to shemen zayis. Olive oil, again, says the Chidah. Because of this aspect of shemen zayis of olive oil, the Ketzos HaShulchan, Rav Chaim Noah, writes in Siman Ayin Dalet that it is a hiddur to use olive oil. And he says this is minog b'Eretz Yisrael, Mishanim Kadmanios. This is the Minhag Yisrael going back generations to use olive oil for Shabbos. It is interesting that Rav Chaim Noah and Ketzos HaShulchan was a Lubavitch Chassid. But in Chabad, the Minhag is not necessarily to use olive oil. The Lubavitch Rabbi said that his father-in-law, the Rebbe Rayatz, did not use Shemen Zayis. This is also the Minhag of the, said in the Koch V'Yitzchak, Rav Sternhal of Baltimore and Chelek Aleph, Rav Yashiv is Kodin Hilchot Shabbos B'Shabbos, that olive oil is better because it's more chashuv and it comes from the Beis HaMikdash. The Vilna Gaon is also said to have used and to preferred olive oil. The Maisa Rav, is the collection of Piskei Halacha and Minhagim from the Vilna Gaon written by his Talmidim. So in the Maisa Rav, in Os Kuf Yud Beis, it says the Gra was Marbe Ma'od Benero Shemen Zayis. He preferred and he used a lot of olive oil for Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo the Dayan of Vilna writes in the Divrei Shlomo, and he asks, why would the Vilna Gaon or anybody else think there's a hiddur to follow Rabbi Tarfon? Again, let's review everybody. Let's take a step back. The Gemara said that according to the Chachamim, all oils are good for Shabbos candles. And Rabbi Tarfon said what? That Shemen Zayis is the best. Now, let's review our principles of Psak Halacha. What's the rule? If I have a rabbim, many people, and I have a yachid, an individual, who does the halacha follow? No? Who does the halacha follow? No one? It follows the rabbim. It follows the multiple people versus the individual. Yachid v'ram halacha karabim. So says the Divrei Shlomo. I don't understand. The Gemara is clear. The Rabbim, the Chachamim say all oils are good. So what is the big deal in Shemen Zayas? He says, none of the Poskim bring the Rishon, or any of the Rishonim bring the idea of using Shemen Zayas until the Shulchan Aruch. So why exactly would I think that's preferable? So says the Divrei Shlomo, when the Tana brings the Perek of Bameh Madlikin. Right, when we open up this famous chapter of Masechta Shabbos, how does it begin? It begins, if you have a sitter, so you'll look by Kabbalah, after Kabbalah Shabbos, it says, Bameh Madlikin uvameh ein Madlikin. What do we light with, and what do we not light with? So, if the Tana wanted to tell us that all oils are equally good, then how would you have written the beginning of the second paragraph of Shabbos? Would you have said, this is what's good and this is what's not good? No. What would you have just said? It should have just said, Bameh ein madlikin, what's not good? And what would I have inferred? Whatever is good is not on this list. And whatever is not good is on this list. But it's a funny way to open up a discussion. This is what's good and this is what's not good. Just pick one or the other. Say what's good or say what's not good. And I would have inferred the other way, which is allowed or which is not allowed. So the fact that the Tana says that this is good and these things are not good indicates that there's something else going on. There's something that's not being said in the Mishnah. Therefore, says the Divrei Shlomo, the Tana agrees that Shemen Zayis, that olive oil, is always the best thing to light. That's what you should know. It's the best thing to light. Then, if I can't find Shemen Zayis, if I can't find olive oil, then the second best thing are these oils, but avoid these type of oils. So says the Divrei Shlomo, there's a hierarchy. There's Shemen Zayis, which the Mishnah says nothing about, but it's assumed that's the best. And then there's the second level of oils, which are good, and then there's oils which are not good, to be fuel for Shabbos. And Rabbi Tarfon argues on the Tana Kama and says that only acceptable Shemen is Shemen Zayis. No, he's saying. Rabbi Tarfon's not saying, no, I'm coming to give my additional hiddur. What he's saying is Shemen Zayis is the only oil. That's what he's saying over here. And even the Tana agrees to that. And this is similar to a different machlokas in Maseches Brachos about benching. The Vilna Gaon points out elsewhere that there's a halacha, for some reason we follow Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel. Generally we follow Beis Hillel because they are the majority. The halacha is that if I bench in one place and then I leave, so according to Beis Hillel, I don't have to go back to where I ate to bench. But according to Beis Shammai, I do have to go back to where I was eating to bench. Now the halacha follows Beis Hillel, but the halacha is also that one should be machmir for Beis Shammai. Now where else are we machmir for Beis Shammai? So the Vilna Gaon says here, even Beis Hillel agree in principle to Beis Shammai's chumra that is proper to be machmir. So here's the same thing as well. The Chachamim agree that Shemen Zayis is a good thing to be mahadra for, and Rabbi Tarfon says that's the only way to do. So that's how we come out here, halacha lamai. So we have two shitas in the poskim. We have wax candles, which are, according to some, the best thing to light because qualitatively it burns the best. And then there are those poskim who say that olive oil, in fact, is the best because there's something special connected to the Beis HaMikdash and the menorah. Lamaisa, what should you do? So in these cases, something like this, where we have a clear machlokas poskim, I would tell you to probably do what your mothers do. Whatever your mother lights, so you'll light that as well. If your mother lights olive oil, so you should light olive oil. And if your mother lights candles, then you should light candles. And that would be the best thing. But the most important thing is to be ragil b'ner. The most important thing is to take it seriously, that it should be chashuv, it should be important, and that halakas ner should be an important part of our Shabbos and our Shmiras HaMitzvos.